arises from the ministry to engage with industry stakeholders to address the issue. Additionally, Indonesia and Saudi Arabia signed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen strategic cooperation in the mining sector, focusing on the development of critical minerals. And that was the news.
Snake. Pasolini is a unique antique comfort from Southeast Laosi, specifically in Butuan, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Pasolini is generally shaped like a tumpang or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of pasolini. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. The compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tabete. To make pasolini, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. The stove is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One pasolini is generally made with a diameter of 10 centimeters and a height of 10 centimeters and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 pasolinis. Pasolini is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Pasolini is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, pasolini is also often used as box for tips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Pasolini can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Because of its refreshing presentation.
from a medium-sized bowl, the gumbo carrot is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved eyes or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of cake fruit or a plain sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of best gumbo carrot, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It's quite affordable, isn't it?
service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. People on the Follow, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisaran, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. With accurate and reliable news from VOI and RRA station across Indonesia, RRA.co.id is the answer. RRA.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from the trusted source only at RRA.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
The land above the clouds is a nickname of the Yam Valley in central Java. The valley has a main condition, health annually, that features cutting off dreadlocks on children as part of being culture festival. They are not ordinary children. They have the dreadlocks after they mysteriously have high fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadlocks appears on their head, and can only be cut through a long sequence of rituals, where the whole villagers have their own parts.
Nah, kalau kami kan gendernya ya. Gendernya kalau orang tua kan kaya itu yang minta. Apa kentut satu kantong berarti sama terus satu itu orangnya kaya. Nah, haji suruh teman-teman hitam, oke, minta lu. Enggak, harusnya minta kentut untuk mainan gini loh. Buat mainan katanya. Nah, biasanya sampai sore dua kali saya tanya nih. Gak pelak pelak itu, minta kentut sama ibunya. Buat mainan gini aja. Yang minta gendernya bukan anaknya, bukan. Gendernya yang minta. Kalau gendernya gak bisa dilupakan.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Rorunji from Kidosi. She gave it to Kyai Agung Haradete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidosi. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
For
many years, both men who have carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. Yet a mother believed to be special children of the young, who bridge a reality and the unseen beyond.
Salah satunya adalah, anak Hindu merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa. Karena orang dia mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kendaki itu pada era kata maha.
The philosophy of great love children is that they are gifts from God. The young people believe that God always entrusts anything to you through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, the Lungung Kolodete, also did the ritual. To cut this child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the southern sea. It is because the past belief that the hair also belongs to God. The Javanese, like has good will and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. We need to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Ali
will be born in Dian, a place the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dian Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual seseorang untuk jimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini tidak terkesan tidaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara Napak Tilas. Napak Tilas ada di beberapa tempat, antara hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pesan yang lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, atau masyarakat yang terlibat dalam Napak Tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ada satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya, karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napak Tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjadi secara harmonis. Selain memang hubungan dengan sang pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernafas, pohon bernafas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Seperti 23 tempat itu sepanjang ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan saat jalan kaki, dan juga para teman-teman itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures in full. They visit the places being sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit the sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including as human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders dip the prehakim during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small blanket as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children
children will be paraded by chariots across the village. And the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the curators can stay across the Bien Kuan Village area to Suhato Wigwam or Dharma Sala. Because in there, the dreadlord children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Anjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlord of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlord under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another dedicated banquet called Piala Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared the banquet for all people to eat together, as a gratitude to the god for the dreadlord cutting ritual has been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Here is a crown for a human, a special woman. The baker saw it from the fact that most virgin children in the end are female. The virgin children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Anita from Lesotho. She's 3 years old. She has asked the dreadlocks to be cut in the end village. She also asked 2 goats. Anita herself wanted the dreadlocks cut in the end since she was 3 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Wishes are specific, such as one quail egg. The egg must be one and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Anjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a card full of virgin children's wishes. There was also another card with full colored tumpang. Tumpang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau tumpang rojak itu tawaran bikin itu kan seperti pati contoh situ. Nah, jadi ada kendaraan pati, ada
pabukin rojak. Tumpang rojak means that the dreadlock is like rice. The first dreadlock said it's like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity. They will live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Kalau kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, gak usah nekong-nekong gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau putih simbol kalah, itu yang berwarna putih gitu.
About dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in the anthill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The wicked witch's heart and cold melted air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual begins, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. And the ritual begins. Preserving tradition with advanced technologies and raising the living generation is not easy. People and the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
Indonesia today, and don't forget that you can always sit in for our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3335 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in AAA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand.
Rasanya baru kemarin.
of friends. Underwear is cooked in large portions, and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the dancers who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the dancers will voluntarily give the host some money. Making underwear is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from each husk thoroughly. The husk may be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Firstly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the tandoori. Finally, tandoori is ready to serve. Tandoori is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying tandoori will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Women's Advancement Organization and the Minister of Women's Empowerment.